inimitable Tom Rudd. Mm-hmm. So
soon to be. Sitting around doing nothing in 2 months, but...
I don't know about that. I think your Democratic colleagues are going to be lining you up if you end up...
lining me up to shoot me.
No. you were blessed with their support, I'll tell you, yeah. And I'm glad they did. They went to bat for you, and who knows? You might, surprise yourself. Hopefully the voters will wake up, and, it'll be a learning.
Well, it'll be point. Like the Alamo, Tom. We'll go down fighting. I expect to get a bayonet in the gut.
Well, you certainly.
But anyway,
good fight.
Let's move on.
Let me know.
We're not going to discuss Mario until probably the last half hour.
Oh wait. We have to.
You got a forward promo.
We got to pay the bills. Right. So. All of the programs here, including the Classical Stroll, is made possible by the generous contributions of KZFR supporters and by the Zeppelin Works, specialized in Volkswagen, BMW, Porsche, Audi, Volvo, and Mercedes since 1981. The Zeppelin Works is a full-service repair facility providing technical expertise for any European automotive problems or maintenance. More information can be found by calling 893-0757 or at zeppelinworks.com. And also we get valuable support from the law offices of Greg Einhorn, with over 30 years civil law experience emphasizing business litigation, including employer representation. You can reach the law offices of Greg Einhorn by calling 898-0228. And great. So.
Okay, well... tune up the track to number 5, and I'll do a brief intro. As I mentioned before, it seems like many artists, from writers to musicians to actors to composers, all eventually end up and spend some time in Italy during the 19th century. The English first, followed by the French, then the Germans, and the latter half of the 19th century, especially the Russians, Tchaikovsky, Rimsky-Korsakov, etc. Mendelssohn was one who, he comes from a banker's family, very wealthy father, and at age 20, I did not realize this or I had forgotten, his father sent him to tour Switzerland, France, Germany, and eventually Italy, where he wrote the Italian Symphony, his Symphony No. 4. And I thought we'd program it, and I love programming it with these performers, because here we have Mendelssohn, a German Jew, who wrote an Italian symphony. It's played by the Boston Symphony, a Brahmin type of organization, a very, very Anglo-Saxon organization, and it's being conducted by a French conductor, although he was from Alsace and served in the German army in World War I, and during World War II belonged to the French underground, Charles Munch. So let's go right to it.
Thank you.
first heard on KZFR, FM 90.1, Chico, Mendelssohn's Italian Symphony, played by the great Boston Symphony Orchestra under its one of its greatest conductors, Charles Munch, in a 1958 recording that sounds like it was made yesterday.
Very nice. I really enjoy it. I like Mendelssohn. You know, you hear Fingal's Cave all the time, but you don't hear the Italian Symphony that often.
And here's what's amazing. He was 20 when he composed Symphonies 3, 4, and 5.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, I know. Now, the one thing I've been trying to do since we came on the air 15, 16 years ago is play 5 songs by Marie Callas. And the reason I want to do this is
can we earn some money first?
Oh, sure.
Okay, because I see you're getting into forward promote mode here, and you're going to be introducing some things, so I don't want to stop you. I might as well stop you here. So Classical Stroll is made possible by the generous contributions of you wonderful KZFR supporters and by Friends of the Arts. I was looking at the wrong promo. A state local partner to the California Arts Council. Since 2001, Friends of the Arts has been creating economic opportunity through arts and culture by producing community festival and events, including Artoberfest, Chico Palio, the True North Tour, the Silent Film Festival, the NorCal Jazz Festival, the Salmon Festival, and more. To learn about Friends of the Arts, visit Friends of the Arts upstate.org. And we also get support from Urban Design Solar, a local solar contractor. Tired of phone calls from big box solar companies? Urban Design Solar can show you how a local company can provide answers to your solar questions at 809-1079. Urban Design Solar specializes in residential, commercial, and agricultural solar services. For a no-cost estimate and energy analysis, you can reach Urban Design Solar by calling 809-1079. Okay, go for it, guy.
Well, there is such a thing called a concept album, and we're old enough to remember that when an LP came out, there was a lot of thought put into first to last song. It wasn't just a mishmash that they throw together. And one of the greatest concept albums, in my opinion, was Marie Callas' first Angel recording, in which she did various buffo-type operas as well as small Italian composers that are not very well known. And the first time I heard this, I didn't even care what she sang about. She communicated such feeling, such sadness, such remorse, such anger, that I didn't care what it was about. It was so beautiful. So I'd like to play it for our listeners as if you're putting on this album for the first time. This is the first time you're going to hear Callas. This is the first time you're going to hear her first monophonic recording on a long-playing LP. And basically, just to let you know, just a little bit, because all I want the listener to do is just listen. Just listen to the song, listen to the music, listen to the emotion that she conveys. But basically, it's 5 very sad songs, the first being about the fleeting life of an artist, how your skills are only here for a very short time. The second one is about unfaithfulness. She compares it to flowers withering, that they only last a certain amount of time, like love, as she says. Then the sad one was, the third one is so sad, it's about a daughter who watched their mother being killed. The fourth one, her father sends her away because she's in love with the wrong man. And the fifth one, which is really sad, is titled, They Cast My Child Into the Sea. Without saying who the conductors are, the orchestras, just sit back and just listen to Marie Callas sing 5 Italian arias.
Respiro Oh, piatto scato.
Well, you're listening to KZFR, Chico, FM 90.1. We've just put together a series of five songs as originally played on an LP, one of the first LPs by Marie Callas. I titled it A Symphony of Song. It was in the day when records were made with a concept behind it, and we had five extremely powerful songs from, I'd say, unknown composers to maybe average known. I think the last one by Arrigo Boito is the best known one. But the first two were by Francesco Cilia from Adriana Lecouvert. The third one was Umberto Giordano from André Chenier. The famous, the fourth one, which is fairly famous, although the composer is not widely known, Alfredo Catalani Lavalli. And the final one was Arrigo Boito's Mephistopheles, the opera about the devil. That was the introduction to Maria Callas to the public in terms of a album of songs that are obvious showpieces, but with Callas singing them, she brings a certain element of acting in it as well as a showpiece. I mean, she believes that role, and it can be communicated just with the voice. But if you saw her and heard her sing, it was even more potent.